stroll out of the shadows and find that eventually there we are, where we are, and what we are is still family.
Another take on that massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. It's obviously at the top of the news. Some families are reacting, as they did to Katrina, by turning off the TV. Some are heading down south and trying to help clean up as a family unit. For this week's family segment, we have one of those families with us, Megan Miller and her 16-year-old daughter, Savannah Miller, signed on as volunteers with the Alabama Coastal Foundation. They, along with dad, Sean, and 13-year-old sister, Annalise, are going to help clean up the coast. Good morning, Megan and Savannah.
Good morning. Hi, thank you for having us.
Megan, let me ask you first, why did you decide to do this as a sort of family venture?
Well, our family has a personal relationship with the water. I always joke around that my husband's in the water more than he's on land. And we enjoy the beach as a family, and we just feel some responsibility to clean it up as a family.
Well, let me ask you, Savannah, how do you feel about this? Would you rather be going somewhere like to the beach in California than going as a family to do this?
No, I like it. I think it's good to be volunteering and stuff like that, and it's something that we've always done together. And to me, it can be enjoyable, too.
Okay.
So it's worth it.
Well, let me bring in Yolanda Galt-Cavanis here. She's a longtime family and parenting journalist. Her work regularly appears in Red Book. So, Yolanda, a family volunteering together, what kind of an option is that instead of a vacation?
Oh, I think it's amazing, and I really commend Megan and Savannah and their whole family for what they're doing. You know, this kind of a thing really highlights the fact that the world needs help, the environment needs help, but also our kids need help. And what Megan is showing her kids and her whole family is that the world is so much bigger than we are. It's not so much about the latest phone or the latest iPod. And, you know, teens spend so much money. Some estimates are close to $200 billion a year just on stuff. And as parents, we kind of get caught up in this individual achievement complex, you know, where they have to get the SAT scores, and they have to do this, and they have to do that. And the big picture can sometimes get lost. So this kind of an effort, this kind of a volunteering effort, puts the whole thing in perspective.
Okay, Megan, let me ask you, what exactly will you be doing?
We're not sure at this point. You know, right now this morning at 9, we're supposed to go down just to clean up the trash that's already might be on the beach, just so it's not like oil soaked trash when the oil gets here. So they're putting things together for, you know, people to do volunteer work, all kinds of things from giving out water bottles to cleaning up trash to helping with the sea animals.
Okay. So, Savannah, are you not preparing for finals right now? Don't you have finals?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I am. But, you know, I can have more priorities, and I'm all about, you know, fitting everything in.
Well, let me, Yolanda, let me ask you, is there a certain standard that you have to meet before you take your whole family down to do something like this? For example, Savannah, sounds like she's got relatively good grades. You have to make, I assume you got to make sure that your kids are stable in school, but there's probably a certain age range at which you want to bring your kids with you on this kind of trip.
Well, there is. I mean, it sounds as though at 16 and 13, Megan's kids are more than capable. And I don't think it's so much the homework and those other balances, because we all know in our own lives as grown-ups, a lot of times something comes up and we just have to juggle our priorities. Life happens. You know, you don't want to have toddlers probably in a situation like that, but that doesn't mean that you can't have kids as young as 2 doing some type of volunteer activity. You know, they understand good deeds, and you can find lots of great ways for your whole family to connect and help out other folks. You know, volunteermatch.com. My kids and I, and they range from 2 to 11, we go to an animal shelter, and the baby has fun. You know, he understands that these cats and dogs don't have a home, and he's playing with them. And, you know, there's all kinds of things you can do. You can bake cookies, and you can send them overseas to our troops. You can volunteer at a senior center. You can, you know, help out at a homeless shelter. You can make food and take it to a food pantry.
Megan, let me get a sense of your emotional stake in this. I mean, you and your family will be out on the beach, and, you know, you're going to take a bird in your hands if you get the opportunity and wash them off and hope that they go on to live a life despite this catastrophe. Is that enough? One bird, 3 birds, a dozen?
Well, it just takes, you know, one act at a time. You can start small. You don't have to start with something big. You know, we're going to do what we can, give 100%. And, you know, anything can make a difference. Everyone has the power to change things.
Yolanda, this move to bring families into volunteering efforts, you've pointed to this as some people's, I don't want to say replacement, but some people's alternative to attending church as a family.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I have. I've brought that up because studies show that only about 40% of us go to a house of worship on a weekly basis, and that's way down from the way it was in the 70s when I grew up. You know, a lot of people have a problem with organized religion, but it doesn't mean that they don't have a spiritual base. And when you think about the environment, you think about anything that's bigger than you, that brings to mind your spirituality, and that helps you tap into something that is so much bigger than yourself. And, you know, John brings up a good point. When Savannah's down there, you know, okay, maybe it's a bird, maybe it's two. That doesn't mean she saved the whole world, but think about what that's going to mean to Savannah, because don't forget, when you're giving to people, you're getting. You're not just there giving of yourself and getting nothing back. I mean, I would imagine that Savannah and her brother and, you know, her parents are going to come back so filled with accomplishment and so filled with gratification from what they've done, because they're giving back and it's coming right back to them.
Okay, Yolanda Galt-Cavanis, longtime family parenting journalist. Her work appears in Red Book. And Megan Miller, Savannah Miller, her 16-year-old high school student daughter, both heading down to the coast to volunteer with cleanup.
Savannah, I'm going to think about those sea turtles and think about you helping them out. Good luck down there.
Thank you.
Be sure to log on to our site, thetakeaway.org, for a list of places you and your family can volunteer to help in the cleanup in the Gulf. You can also see projections of where that oil slick is right now. Here's a takeaway on the spill itself.
The fact that we haven't had a major spill like this is a matter of, yeah, safety precautions, but also luck.
Luck running out. Mike Tidwell, author of Bayou Farewell, our guest earlier this hour. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.